The biggest change is the name. Instead of VoteAuction.com, there's now a dash in the title. The other difference, under the headings Sell and Bid, instead of reading Sell Your Vote, it now reads Ask for Donations. It was just last Wednesday that the Board of Elections got a judge to issue a temporary restraining order shutting down the old site, but by Saturday, the new one was up. The site lets voters fill out a form agreeing to send their absentee ballots to VoteAuction.com. The bidders, usually special interest groups, buy the ballots and fill them out for George W. Bush or Al Gore. According to the site, so far 1,632 voters in Illinois have agreed to exchange their ballots for $12.38. Peter Desmars is one voter who sees nothing wrong with that.
If I don't know whom to vote for, I ought to sell my vote to someone who can make a decision.
I don't like maybe some public interest group being able to buy out so many votes and get their opinion persuaded because they're able to buy votes. I hope they're able to shut them down.
Shutting the site down is exactly what the Chicago Board of Elections is trying to do. They're seeking a contempt of court order against the owners of the website. At the same time, they're asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate.
Board of Election commissioners want to remind voters that buying or selling votes is against the law, and if convicted of the offense, you could spend between 1 and 3 years in jail.